I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Sri Lanka, Easter is a day mixed with both joy and sorrow ever since the 2019 Easter bombings that killed nearly 300 people. Rajiv Satyanathan, the Sri Lanka director of Christian World Outreach, says the government is stepping in to protect Christians this Easter.
In big cities, they are sending security forces to guard the big churches so that incident like what happened a few years ago won't happen again. But that protection is there only in big cities. In remote villages, that's a challenge.
Rural Christians also face greater social pressure.
Most of them are like house churches, right? So the landlords tell them, hey, we need to kick them out of this place because we don't want them to use this property to invite people in.
So this Easter, pray encouragement for Sri Lanka's believers. And heightened instability in Ethiopia includes an increase in persecution, especially in the Tigray and Oromia regions. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says with long-standing volatility in the region, it can be challenging to discern what some of the violence actually means.
That's one of the things that's happened over the past couple of years in Ethiopia is we've seen these attacks and it's like, okay, was that warfare? Was that persecution? But when you see none of the other buildings in the neighborhood got blown up except the church, it's like, well, wait a minute. Somebody was targeting that church. That was persecution. That was a targeted attack against that church.
An attack by extremists in February left 20 Christians and one Muslim guard dead. Unfortunately, this isn't the only instance of persecution, so pray for boldness and the continued spread of the gospel. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.